We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Buccioni and Ryan Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, handling everything behind the scenes. John Fass, we'll have another update here in about 27 minutes. It's a super Saturday night. Huge questions rolling out to North America. Who's going to win in Atlanta? Rams or the Patriots, and why? And who will be the Super Bowl MVP? And seeing that it will be the biggest TV audience of the year in the world, this side of the FIFA final, how many of you are Patriots fans or Rams fans? Because the Rams don't have a lot. As Jody Mack was saying earlier on CBS Sports Radio, every Rams home game would be half of the team they're playing who traveled out to L.A. and made it a weekend. And the St. Louis people aren't flocking to Atlanta. And I said this last week where I was curious, okay, about ticket demand. It's a Super Bowl. It's a great stadium. Atlanta's a cool place. And it's the highest ticket. What were they saying? Like average price, $7,900? Is that the Patriots fan? Is that the New England fan? So America, who's your team in the Super Bowl? And then to our friends to the north in Canada, who's your team? I'm curious. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also deliver huge opinions on the NFL Honors Awards Hall of Fame class, which wasn't sexy outside of Tony Gonzalez and Ed Reed, who I loved back in the day. With the Ravens. I'll tell you why Anthony Davis will not play with LeBron. And LeBron didn't play tonight. And I wonder, the Lakers are fighting for a playoff spot. I told you when the deal was done on the show that they would not make the playoffs in the West. And I still don't know who that big star is going to be that will go play with LeBron. Because he's the king. And who wants to play second fiddle to the king? Yeah, I get D-Wade. D-Wade is a different player than LeBron. You know, cool, nice fadeaway at the time in his prime. Could, you know, find his own shot. Bosch was a different player. But who's gonna come play with the king? Who lined up to go play with them in Cleveland? When it was almost a guarantee, right? This side of Boston to get to the NBA Finals. You know, Kevin Love? You know, Kyrie, that didn't work. How'd that work out? You know, it's tough when you're not the man. So I don't think this Laker thing is going to be easy. Like, if you remember when he went, oh, you know, KD, Clay, Leonard, everybody's going to go Davis. No, I don't think it's happening. So we'll talk about that later. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Also talk about Roger Waters from Pink Floyd saying that Maroon 5 should kneel in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. Are they desperate trying to still make Kaepernick a story? I get the social injustice in certain areas at certain times in America, but it's not rampant. It's not anything that Colin Kaepernick described. It was all... Colin Kaepernick, instead of asking Maroon 5 to take a knee, and they have nothing to do with Kaepernick, nothing to do with social injustice, I don't get it. What I do get is that it's a Super Bowl, it's a big platform, it's a nice grandstand. You know, instead of taking a knee or calling out for more knees in football stadiums, how about more legs on the street or butts in seats at meetings with police chiefs, with mayors, with school districts? To help make our streets safe, to help find a middle ground and eliminate social injustice. This damn grandstanding at sporting events, it's ran its course. It has. And Colin Kaepernick has every right. I hope he helps anybody he can. But kneeling in solidarity, first off, Maroon 5 should be kneeling and praying that somehow they got the halftime gig. Is that the biggest band you could roll out? Were there a lot of people who said no? I mean, you remember the you know, Prince, Bruno Mars. Come on, Janet Jackson. Yeah, Maroon 5 should take a knee and all pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that somehow we're being seen worldwide right now. And if you ask most people who are football fans to name three Maroon 5 songs, and they each will get $1,000, we're probably only giving away $2,000 to the two people who got them. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I'm taking a knee.
Oh, man, don't, you know, you can't force a feeling. You can't. And what I'd like to see, instead of Colin Kaepernick in commercials or people calling for Maroon 5 to take a knee, I'd like to see Colin Kaepernick taking some action and sitting down with police chiefs where there is social injustice, with that mayor, with that city, with that school district. That's how you bring change. You know, Chris Long got NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And he's the dude that gave up his paychecks, if you remember. Gave up his paychecks to help organizations fighting for social change. I get that Collins donated to different causes. I've heard that. I don't have an issue with him. My issue was the forum it was done in. And don't tell me about a conversation. Oh, gosh, if I hear that one more time, it started a conversation. No, it didn't. You got war zones in some of these major cities in America. Flat-out war zones. And we're more concerned about other countries, and we're not taking care of our kids and making those streets safe where they can walk to school, they can go play in the park, they can go hang out at friends. And that's children of all skin colors. So instead of nice grandstanding to help move some Nike product, maybe you get everybody on this social movement to go sit down with police departments and just don't stereotype all of them and understand that these men and women, you talk about blood being shed on the streets, Colin Kaepernick, read the headlines in 2019 about officers being gunned down in cold blood. Yeah. Don't tell me about Maroon 5 taking a knee. My Lord. Or a Nike campaign, and oh, look at their sales. Oh, I don't care. What I'd like to see, man, if Colin Kaepernick showed up, and I'm not going to say a specific city, but let's say, and we've seen it. We've seen the videos. It's horrible, right? Just god-awful. And we've seen it. All skin colors, the videos, the graphic images that we can just pull up on Twitter or Facebook or online can make you sick to your stomach that people can do that to other people for no reason. But man, Colin Kaepernick flying into a city saying he wants to meet with the police chief and the mayor or that school superintendent, and how do we make our streets safer? How do we make everybody understand each other? That's how you can get it done. That's how you can bring change in America. Messing with the national anthem, you divide the country. But then some will say that was the goal. Having the Super Bowl and Maroon 5 kneel, I don't know if it could hurt their career anymore. I swear I can't name three songs. I can't. I don't know how they got. But you know what? They want Super Bowl to be while we're all watching the game, whether it's at your local sports bar, a house party with friends, family, or even if you're there. They want the TV numbers where the football audience takes a break and the non-football audience watches it, like Katy Perry. But she's big. She put on a great show. I've seen her in concert with my younger daughter. She's gorgeous and she's talented, right? And on Maroon 5, Ryan Hickey, how old are you, buddy?
24.
24. So could you name three Maroon 5 songs if I asked you right now?
On the spot, probably not, to be honest.
No, I can't either. Now, if you played a lot of them, like what will happen is that if I'm watching it, right, at halftime, and, oh, they did that song. Oh, they did that song. That's nice, you know. Oh,
That's nice. No, I want a performance where it's, you know, Prince or Bruno Mars. But somebody asked me this on my statewide show last week. Okay, Bill, if you don't want Maroon 5, who would you want there? And I'm thinking, that's a good question. I don't know if all the music is so electronic. I mean, who's filling up the big stadiums? They stay away from country for the most part, don't they, Ryan, for the Super Bowl?
Because yeah, I can't think of a last country singer to really headline the Super Bowl.
Right, because I think because it's worldwide audience, correct? And they want the worldwide NFL numbers. And there's not a lot of boot scooting boogie happening in Belgium. Yeah, you know, do you have an idea that who's the biggest name in music right now, you think? Like Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, you could say like Drake, Kanye, Ariana Grande, you know, those kind of hip-hop.
But Drake, artists. Okay, I could see Drake doing a halftime, right?
Yeah, totally. He would fit perfectly in this.
I could see Drake. I could see you could take three of the cool, you know, hip names in rap R&B that catered to a worldwide audience, and they kind of do a medley of their songs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Maroon 5, if you were doing a ranking for music in America, is Maroon 5 in the top 100? I'm serious. Are they in the top 100 of music people want to hear right now? I'm just asking you. What do you have? What's your go-to music on your Apple CarPlay? Mine's Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. What's yours, Hickey? What's your go-to? Your go-to music?
I'll be honest with music. I'm kind of a Fairweather fan. I just like, you know, the hottest song that's out usually is the one that I play, and I just kind of replay it for like 3 weeks at a time in a row and then get sick of it and move on.
Same here. I do that like crazy with Apple CarPlay. I'll play the same song that, like, I'll leave tonight and I'll play Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, Prince, Purple Rain. I'll sing every word all the way home, play both songs 3 times, and then I'm out like a light. That's what I'll do. And you know what? I can't sing, but I'm in my vehicle, in my truck, and guess what? I know at that time I'm the best singer on the planet. So I will ask you your pick tomorrow, Rams or the Patriots, who will be the MVP? And who would be the right fit for halftime, not name Maroon 5? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge.
We are live across North America like we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine, Hickey and Bacciano are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have an update coming up here at the bottom of the hour. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. We're asking you who's going to win the Super Bowl on Saturday. Well, actually, it'll be Sunday night. Later today, depending on where you're listening here in a few moments, between the Rams and the Patriots, and who will be the MVP on Super Sunday. And then why so much hate on Brady? A caller brought it up. Can you explain it? And I don't know if America, the ticket prices are the highest ever. I don't know if that's because of, you know, secondhand ticket outlets, but it is the Super Bowl. It is the biggest sporting event in America. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to John in Maine. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Well, being from New England, I obviously am a Patriots fan. And I just want to say to all the Patriots fans out there, whether you're from New England or America or Canada, we're spoiled. And you better relish in this while it lasts, because we're never going to see something like this again. See if I can answer all your questions. I think it's going to be the Patriots that win. I think why is because the defense. I think Brian Flores has done very well with this defense. This might be the most impressive run they've ever had in the playoffs. They beat three teams with better records than them, with excellent offenses. I think Stephon Gilmore is going to be the MVP. And Eminem is technically the best artist in America right now. He had the most downloads in 2018. And kind of like Tom Brady, they should probably both retire. But why when they're just so good right now?
You know, that's a great point, Eminem. Why isn't he doing has he done a halftime hickey before? And thank you for the call in Maine, Johnny. Has Eminem ever done halftime?
I don't believe so. I don't think any of his songs would be appropriate if they were to be sung for a halftime show.
Well, he could do the radio. They got the radio edits. You have the, when you're picking, you know, like Apple CarPlay, you can, you know, pick the ones that are, you know, kid safe. He could do that, right? I mean, I'm looking at the top 40 biggest albums of 2018. Believe it or not, The Greatest Showman from that movie is number one. Oh, my Lord. Ezra, staying at Tamara's, Divide by Ed Sheeran. He's not big enough, though. There's Drake, number five, who's Scorpion. And then Mamma Mia, there's another soundtrack. Post Malone. Now, there's a guy, right? With Drake, I'm saying, you know, Drake by himself, a Super Bowl, but you get Drake, you get Post Malone, Eminem drops in, and he's number 10 with Kamikaze, and granted, all those songs wouldn't be Super Bowl friendly, but that to me would be what I said earlier. You kind of do a montage with three of the top 10 sellers in 2018, and there you go. Ariana Grande, she's probably going to get it soon in terms of, you know, the halftime. Her Sweetener was number 16. Got Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody, because of the movie. 13th bestseller. Michael Bublé, which is some good, like, date music. I love that. He's solid. Ed Sheeran has two of the top 22. So, yeah, there you go for your big names. It's easy. Look at official charts. It's simple. Gary in San Diego, California, one of my favorite cities in America. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, basically, I'm an old quarterback. Actually, my coach, yeah, he was recruited by Woody Hayes. So that'll tell you how good I got coached. So knowing about quarterbacks, yes. Brady, he probably is the best of all time. He's found out longevity and kept the stamina, even though he got hurt, and that's the thing I found out clearly about football. If you play it long enough, you are going to get hurt. It's just when. And then I also found that when it comes to championship play, the team with the best defense ends up winning the championship. So I'm not really sorry to say. I think it'd be a good game, but I think the Rams are going to win it because they have an awesome defense, and their defensive coordinator is outstanding. And they probably have the two best defensive line players in the league. That's outstanding, even though New England's defense has improved over the year. But I think the Rams are going to get them because of that. And it'll be a closer game than what one would think. But I'd say it's probably even might be a defensive player as the MVP for this game. Yeah, I figure Brady, I feel like old Belichick, he is the best of all time, and he's probably going to wear out that defensive back that blundered that hit there that they got away with. But they're probably going to double cover Erlman and Gronk to help him out. So where there's weaknesses in the Rams defense, their coordinator, he's got it figured out where it's going to not hurt him that bad, yeah. And then, of course, again, Brady can't get out of that pocket, and coming up, that defensive pressure from those two great linemen is just going to be not allowing him to get that one, two receivers, and then he's going to have to try to drop it off, and they're not going to get much out of that.
All right, well, thank you so much, Gary, in San Diego. I appreciate your huge opinion. You know, Ryan, I was looking at the top 100 albums of 2018, no Maroon 5 in the top 100, and they get the Super Bowl gig. Who do they know That's the big question. Let's go to Andrew in Boston, listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking the call. Big fan. Listen to the show every weekend.
Thank you.
Diehard Giants fan who lives here in central Massachusetts. You know, wasn't always easy in the beginning, but we got our little bit of revenge there, those two Super Bowls. But I'm a football fan first, and I got to tell you, Tom Brady ain't losing back-to-back Super Bowls. I got the Pats winning this one 31-27. I don't see him dropping the ball on this. And Bill's going to game plan up. McVay is an excellent coach. He's been able to scheme all year to get his players where he wants them. And Bill's the mastermind. He's better. I feel it's going to come out. It's going to come out in the wash in this one. And Tom's going to get another Super Bowl. And I think Gronkowski riding off into the sunset after this year, he's probably going to get the MVP. He's going to go all out in this one, and we're going to see a Patriots victory.
All right, Andrew, thank you. A Giants fan in Boston listening on the Sports Hub. Let's go to Brett, tuning in on 93.7 FM in Pittsburgh. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, how you doing?
Doing good, Brett. How's life in Pittsburgh, PA?
It's pretty cold right now, but I guess it's that way a lot of places.
What's on your mind?
Obviously, you know, the Patriots going again. I've seen what they've done to the Steelers year in and year out. Obviously, Tom Brady, greatest of all time. He's probably my MVP pick, and this is the reason why. I see a lot of parallels of, you know, the Deflategate year. You know, obviously they beat the Falcons that year. He kind of wanted to prove something to the league, you know, stick it to Goodell a little bit. I see a lot of parallels with that this year, and you know, whether it was true or not, and I don't think it is, if people said he's too old or he's past his time. I don't see that at all. I see a guy that he's a field general, and he has been for years now. And New England's not always the most talented team, but they have the best quarterback, and obviously it's a quarterback-driven league. So I think what you see is a guy he's driven himself to, you know, prove people wrong. And obviously that Super Bowl last year is probably another driving force. I can't see a way other than if Aaron Donald, you know, would go off in this game, you know, a couple sacks here or there. I can't see a way where Tom Brady's going to come out and lose another one. The only way I see that happening, you know, is a pick here or there. But even then, you know, we've seen them come back from 28-3. You can't count them out. So, obviously, you know, if they win tomorrow night, they're going to tie the Steelers. But I think that's what's going to come out.
All right, Brett, well, thank you so much for the love in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. If you want to join in or you're just tuning in on your way home or maybe getting out of work, dinner, just going out, we're asking you your Super Bowl champ on Sunday night in Atlanta, Rams or Patriots, who will be the MVP? And also, why is there so much hate on Tom Brady? What has he done outside of win to bring out the haters? And he told that kid, really cute, at the Super Bowl press conference that you just give love to the haters. That was awesome. But deep down, I know it's bothered him, and you can see it, you can feel it, and he's bringing it on the field. So 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, I'll read some tweets coming up within the next 30 minutes, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge.
We are back live across the U.S. and Canada on the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine. Hickey and Bucciano are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update coming up here in about 20 minutes. Also, tomorrow on CBS television, Tom Brady leads the Patriots to their third straight Super Bowl against a young team with a young QB and Jared Goff and the Rams. The Super Bowl Today team, JB, Phil, Coach, Nate, and Boomer cover every angle before kickoff with coverage beginning at 2 Eastern on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on CBS. And I was looking at CBSSports.com. You can watch the game at CBSSports.com and on the CBS Sports app. Get all the details at CBSSports.com. We are talking about the Super Bowl. Who will win? Who's your pick, Rams or the Patriots, and why? Who will be the Super Bowl MVP? And why isn't everybody lining up rooting for Tom Brady? What about those haters he talked about with that kid? Asking him, how do you deal with the haters? Why do people hate Tom Brady? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in Alaska. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's going to be the Rams by 3. Goff's your MVP, and we want the Beastie Boys on stage wearing New Orleans Saints hats and referee shirts, bro.
All right. Thank you, Michael, in Alaska, where I guess you get a little stir crazy. Yeah, I was looking at the top 100. There's no Maroon 5. Eminem has multiple records on the top 100 in 2018. Post Malone, Drake. It's amazing. Some of the artists, the best of Fleetwood Mac. Greatest hits of Queen, probably because of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Kylie Minogue is on the top 100. I mean, there's a lot of old school music that's there. The Platinum Collection from Queen, Unchained Melodies, Roy Orbison. Then you mix in new stuff like Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran. Top 100. And Ariana Grande is a great performer, entertainer, wonderful voice. Man, that's like the Star Is Born, which a lot of people liked. I mean, I didn't really. You know, it's a date movie. And that's not, I like the original with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand back like when you're dating, but you know, you don't need love movies when you're older. You just don't. You just don't need them. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Quigley in gorgeous New Mexico. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
My pick is 34-31, my beloved Patriots, and I think Brady is motivated, and I think he'll be the MVP. And then regarding the music, I would love to see, for example, a Brian Setzer orchestra with guest stars, Jeff Lynne, John Fogerty, Billy Joel, and Bob Dylan. I think that would just be fantastic. And all due respect to you, sir, please no Rick Astley.
All right, thank you. Never, I'm never going to give you up, Quigley. I never will give you up. Thanks for listening out in New Mexico. I just like that song from my DJ days. You know, I was a nightclub DJ when the MTV boom was hitting, and Rick Astley and the extended mix would get the dance floor going, and I'd be up there with my little headphone telling everybody, hey, don't forget, it's dime time every Tuesday night. Here's Rick Astley, and hey, I'm never going to give you up. My idea with the evolution of rap would be that the halftime show could be all the living rap artists, and they're positioned all around the stadium, and you do this ongoing medley, you know, hybrid, not maybe a song from each. And then the same thing you could do with rock one year, a collection of all the world's great rock artists, right? It's a Super Bowl. You got the cash. Why not? But remember, too, Pepsi, Maroon 5, I think Pepsi's footing the bill for the halftime show. They don't have a top 100 album, but they want to hit a certain demo. That's it. And I don't think they're looking for us, the sports fans, to sit there and watch Maroon 5. They're not. Now that's my guess in the marketing of the Super Bowl. Let's go to Bob in Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, good evening once again, Bo. I want to talk about this Kaepernick business. I've been against it since it happened. My brother was in World War II in combat. His oldest son was in Vietnam. And I was in the middle under Eisenhower when he was president. This situation here, there was nobody would argue that he had a right to do what he did under the First Amendment of the Constitution, no question about that. But was it the proper time and the proper
place? No, it wasn't. It was.
He and his cohorts, with all the millions they got, could have bought national television, all 50 states, and they could have broadcasted what they wanted done and so forth and how they saw it. I want to say this in closing here. I'll make it quick.
Okay.
There is a football, high school football coach out in Bremerton, Washington. I forgot his name. And win or lose, as the head coach, after the game was over, the stadium was emptied out, he would go out to the 50-yard line, and he would kneel. The only difference is he was praying to his Lord, praising his Lord for the day that he had the opportunity to coach once again and so forth. They told him, the city and the authorities up there told him that if he did it again, he would be fired. So he did it again, and he was fired. And I want to tell you about these Baltimore Ravens. 2 years ago, in the second game of the year, they had to play in London, England. And the situation came down. It's 45 players on the team. 28 of them either stood up or sat down during the national anthem. But when they played the British anthem, all of them stood up. Now, this tells you something about the National Football League and these players who are doing this nonsense. Who is more valuable to anyone when you use this common sense? Kaepernick, with all his millions, and in the place where he did it was completely wrong, or a high school football coach would be praying to his Lord on one knee, but he doesn't get any credit for it.
All right. Well, Bobby, thank you for the call in Maryland. And I don't think the kneeling and anthem was a issue in the NFL. That's why when there was this call for the boycott originally with Maroon 5 and then the Roger Waters, Pink Floyd guy saying they should kneel in solidarity, it didn't get any legs. And I agree with you. Colin Kaepernick and his power right now could go to any spot there is documented social injustice. And he could have a conversation with a police chief, with a mayor, with a congressman. Men, woman, whoever. He could help. That's it. He could help. It would be media attention. He could help bring people together. That should be the mission, not inside stadiums, in my mind. And he has the power now to do a sit-down. Any media outlet would talk to Colin Kaepernick, national, regional, worldwide, in a heartbeat. Let's go to Chance in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I just wanted to kind of see why everybody thinks Tom Brady is as good as he thinks he is. He's, you know, I just think under Bill Belichick, he's great. But put him in a system where he has to throw the ball a lot. Like, all he throws is little slants and inside routes. You never really see him air the ball out. I think he's great under Bill Belichick, but I think you put him in a different system, and he's not the greatest of all time. I'm not taking away any of his Super Bowl victories, but I definitely don't think he would be on as high of a platform as he is without Bill Belichick beside him.
All right, well, Chance, I appreciate your huge opinion there in Texas. Here, isn't everybody where you're drafted? Like, you know, Draymond Green goes to the Warriors. He's a perfect fit for their system. I'm talking basketball. Mahomes is a perfect fit for what Andy Reid wants out of an offense and a quarterback. And he's over-delivered, and he's the MVP this year at the NFL Honors Awards on Saturday night. Offensive Player of the Year, MVP. He is the man. So isn't it about where you fall, the timing, who's there, the system, the coaches? You know, one thing you can say about the Patriots is consistency. Long-time consistency, which is unheard of for a head coach and a quarterback. Hey, Drew Brees has done great things in New Orleans, but remember he started in San Diego, and they didn't want him anymore because they thought he was damaged goods, right? You know, with Brady and Belichick and Mr. Kraft and the Patriots, through all the drama, through Spygate, Deflategate, everybody trying to gun for them, they've withstood it. Now, what is interesting, as they go to their third straight Super Bowl, and remember it, you know, the Atlanta Super Bowl could have went the other way if it wasn't for a couple of big plays. They did lose last year, and they were the better team, but they were kind of coming apart at the seams, I think, with this drama. And it came together, I'm going to say mid-year, late in the season. So now the question is, if Brady and Belichick together lose another Super Bowl, you know they're going to talk about, well, their run is over, even though they got there. No matter what, if they lose 31-30 on a last-second field goal, that if they lose back-to-back Super Bowls, everybody's waiting. Eventually, when will Tom Brady hit a wall? When will Belichick be figured out by opposing coaches? And you thought that was coming, right? You know, the way the Steelers just manhandled them this year in the regular season in the Steel City. They weren't your typical two seed. You know, they almost had to play on the opening weekend. And man, I'm telling you, they have looked awesome in those first two games. Beyond awesome. As good as I've ever seen the Patriots look, because they're focused, they're driven. And as I said in my opening huge opinion, they are playing as a team, and they have played as a team regardless of the drama. And you're talking about the greatest of all time with Brady, the QB, and the greatest of all time with Belichick as a head coach. And you could make an argument that, you know, Gronk is one of the more versatile tight ends the game has ever seen. But they're on the same page right now. And that's all, you know, whether it's the NCAA tournament in March and you get a team on the same page like Nova and they roll it and win it, you get on the same page, you know, the Royals, the Giants in baseball, you know, you get a team in the postseason on a run on the same page, and they're as great and as consistent and loaded with the best quarterback and the best head coach of all time. Tell me how they lose back-to-back Super Bowls and what should have been losing three in a row. And the question is, can Brady keep it going? And right now, after watching him against the Chiefs and watching him against the Chargers, Chiefs on the road, are you telling me that Brady looks like he's done? I don't think so. Maybe if he's 8 for 25 for 110 yards against the Rams on Sunday night, then I might change my tune. But I think they're focused, they're driven. And when the best dynasty, or best dynasty that the game's ever seen, wants to get something done, they're going to get it done on Sunday. You want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. To all the callers online, trust me, North America will hear your huge opinions next.